Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, and you also listen to us anywhere on the Odyssey app. Download it from your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download the Odyssey app, look for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's all you need to do. You have a rewind feature, you could send a voice message, all sorts of stuff. They look at the chapters and bounce around if you didn't listen to us live. It's a great little thing to have. Plus, it plugs right into your CarPlay on your car, and you don't have to worry about the radio signal. You just get us there. It is 4:11 here, 53 degrees, on this Monday, October 20th, 2025. How's everybody doing? Thanks for joining us for the second hour. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. So last week, we had the Scranton mayoral debate. And, you know, there were a lot of questionable comments on both sides. What I did look at, because I rewatched it this weekend. And it was interesting because the only one who went low and started personal attacks was the incumbent mayor, Paige Cognetti. At the end, during her 2 minutes, she went on the attack on both Jean Barrett and Trish Bynum to throw out some personal attacks that just weren't necessary. So it was odd that that's where she went. Instead of just saying, listen, I have better ideas, what we've done with the city, we want to continue to do. They just, the same old same, or whatever she wanted to say. You know, their assessments on crime, their assessments on DPW and roads or stuff just isn't where it should be. And this is what I've done, and this is what I can continue to do for you. But she decided to go on personal attacks, which says a lot for her as a candidate. Why was it necessary to do that? Listen, you usually resort to personal attacks when there's nothing else in the tank left, when you don't have the real answers. There were some things about crime, where, crime was a main concern. And if you walk around Scranton, if you talk to people in Scranton, if you watch the news, crime is a main concern. You know, we know there's gang violence in Scranton. And when politicians say, well, we don't have a gang problem in Scranton, well, no, you do. At least admit it. You can't tell people what they're not seeing and feeling what they're feeling. And some of it might be perception. I get that. Is crime skyrocketing in Scranton? No, crime is not skyrocketing. Has it risen? Does it feel like it's worse? Yes, because that's what people feel. That's their perception. And if you look at the statistics, listen, 2024 was higher in 6 of 9 major crime categories than 2023. And 2025 is on pace to match 2024 in all but two categories. Murder and arson will probably fall, hopefully fall under what 2024 was. But if 2024 was higher by some good numbers in some, then 2023 and 2025 is going to equal that. You know, is crime spiking? Is crime severely increasing? No, but is it up? Yes. That's just the way crime statistics goes. And I was harsh on that. I posted you the numbers so you could see 2023 compared to 2024. I showed you where 2025 is lining up. Listen, I went back all the way to 2019 and even back even further in some of that. Then we talked about some technology and the funding of the Scranton Police Department, where you know the incumbent mayor said millions and millions of dollars have been spent on police technology and supporting our police department. Well, that is true, but with caveats. Yes, millions and millions of dollars have been spent on technology for the Scranton Police Department, which I will be the first to admit is very state-of-the-art and great. Even the members of the Scranton Police Department say that the equipment that they have is second to none. It's great. But I could have the fastest, most advanced car in my driveway. But if I'm not allowed to use it, if I'm not allowed to drive it and use its potential, if I'm not allowed to take it out, if I'm not, then it's useless, right? It's a paperweight. So, yes. And again, the Scranton police budget has only risen 4.9% from 2019 to 2025. That's 6 years. Now, did they get millions of dollars in federal grants to do things? Yes, but that's not the city of Scranton investing that money. One of the big grants was in 2023, multi-million dollar grant for technology and vehicles and body cameras and such like that. That was a federal grant through Congress for all of Northeast Pennsylvania that Scranton could have denied and said, we don't want it, but why would they? And yes, body cameras, I've talked about them here from the start of my show. They're phenomenal. But to be disingenuous and make it seem like you are investing that money in Scranton when it was for all of Northeast Pennsylvania, that's where I start having a problem with it. And when you talk to the men and women of the Scranton Police Department, who are some of the best, and their leadership, I think, does the best they can under the circumstances, but you have to realize the police chief anywhere, not just here in Scranton, serves at the pleasure of the mayor who hires them and could fire them. So there's a fine line of what can and can't be done. But if you talk to the men and women of the Scranton Police Department, their morale is down. They're doing what they can with under the best circumstances they can. Did things get better after a near tragedy with Detective Gil Martin? Yes, I could say that. I think officers saw that. There was a slight change. But there's also things to say, well, what are you thinking? I mean, I just was looking at an article back of December of 2024 where the city of Scranton, again, through an American Rescue Plan Act fund, federal funds, signed a $105,000 contract with Social Contract LLC. It's about a year ago now. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti said the non-governmental New Community Violence Intervention and Prevention Project will provide services that go beyond law enforcement and the classroom. Instead, it'll meet the needs identified as being problematic, such as mental health. Now, Lackawanna County Commissioner Matt McGloin, well, where did he go, right? He was in on this, too, and the former DA was in on this. And they said during this press conference, a year ago, the violence that has marked the city and the county, he said, is not acceptable. The initiative was aimed to restore hope, safety, and opportunity to county residents, he said. And Lackawanna County District Attorney Mark Powell said, the crime, there is not just one cause and there's not just one solution. It takes a village to raise a child, was said here. Now, Social Contract LLC, a year into this, and it's a two-year contract, mind you, that our federal tax dollars paid $105 for, is still finalizing the planning stage. So where's the fruition to something like this? It's sort of like Mifflin. Remember that study that was done on safety that really, where? What did it do? How did it affect safety, policing, crime in the area? But, you know, they must be hearing things. You know, I was contacted by the administration in Scranton to take a tour of their technology and what they have, and that's great. And I don't deny that they have this technology, but it needs to be used to its fullest potential. You can have the best computer in the world. If you're not allowed to really use it to its potential, is it serving the community that it was purchased for? And that's via federal tax dollars, state tax dollars, or local tax dollars. And all you need to do is talk to the men and women out there. They do this job day in and day out. There's a reason why they have to change the hiring or give additional hiring avenues for police officers in Scranton because they're not attracting anyone. You have to ask why. Well, obviously compensation is a part of that. Obviously the amount of them changing their health benefit costs is a part of that. But in law enforcement, in public safety, that's a small portion of that. But it's also something that needs to be looked at as far as recruitment and retention. Now, in that time frame, one of the big claims to fame is, well, five police officers were hired. Okay, well, how many retired during that time frame? How many are planning to leave? Because I've spoken to them and a lot of them are. They're at their wit's end. Why? And you have to ask. Their union, in their letter that I read you last week, said that their membership overwhelmingly endorsed the independent candidate for mayor. Well, you have to ask yourself why. Now, you think it's just because of contract, just because they don't think they're paying them enough money? No, there's a lot more than that. Listen, if you are supporting your law enforcement, if you're giving the backing they do, if you're basing the judgment calls you're holding them to on facts, evidence, and due process, your public safety officer, your first responders will walk through fire for you. We literally have officers, men and women in our Scranton Police Department and police departments all around Northeast Pennsylvania that go on these calls. We just showed you the joint task force between the DA's office in Lackawanna County and the Pennsylvania State Police taking drugs and semi-automatic weapons out of the city of Scranton. And the DA saying in that press release, area police departments, this is how you do this. That shouldn't fall on deaf ears. Denying that there's real issues here or saying there's nothing to see here to people who are seeing it day in and day out because they message me. Anyone who listens to the radio traffic can hear it. But they continue to do the best job they can. They continue to run towards these reports of gunfire, these reports of someone with a firearm, large fights, outnumbered at times, calling for assistance. Make no mistake, this isn't about money or compensation. If you properly support and they feel that support, oftentimes that's all they look for. But when you don't have either, and you have a recruitment problem, and you have a retention problem, and you're denying that crime's even up when it's up, people aren't going to take you seriously. But it was good to have the outreach, and I look forward to taking this tour with the administration, with their IT and their chief. And I said, listen, I'm open anytime to this. But again, the best equipment in the world, the best computer systems in the world, the best IT. And I could bring up examples of this, but I'm not here to embarrass the administration or the police department. You know, when you're taking delivery of high-value technical equipment without the proper training to use it, it's a paperweight. It does not serve its purpose. It looks pretty. But does it serve its purpose? Is it serving the men and women of Scranton? Is it serving the public in doing what's best for them? And believe me, we have real issues, not only in Scranton, but all around. So hopefully it turns around and they do feel this support because I think they could do so much more with what they have, no doubt. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, the Secret Service, well, now the FBI, the Secret Service found, but now the FBI is the lead investigation on this possible sniper's nest with a line of sight to Trump's Air Force One arrival near Palm Beach Airport. That was in a wooded area. There was what appears to be some sort of tree stand that is was definitely put there by someone. And it's in a place where there's really not hunting. Now, the only thing that has been brought up is there are a lot of local green iguana exterminators. They attempt to eradicate the green iguanas. They are invasive species that, you know, were pets and got out free, and now they're everywhere. You see videos on social media all the time of them. You know, sometimes they'll stun it, and a dog will go get it and retrieve it. And they'll get them. So really for that area, that's the only game there really is to have this. And the fact that this place is regularly scanned and the Secret Service did find this prior to the president's return to West Palm Beach and past.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Past incidents, I mean, let's be honest, they've tried to assassinate him twice. So it is something that's taken seriously. And again, the only thing in that area that would be considered game is the invasive green iguanas that are hunted by individuals with air guns throughout South Florida. No individuals were located at the scene. The FBI has since taken the lead on this investigation. And they're going to collect the evidence, see if they can get any fingerprints on the evidence, see who owns the property where this is, and start the investigation from there. But obviously, you have to err on the side of caution when it comes to something like this. Could it be totally unrelated? Absolutely could be. But again, with past precedent and things that have actually gone on, it needs to be taken seriously and it needs to be investigated to fullest extent. But it does raise suspicion on, you know, why would this be there? Anyone placing it there would have to know that it was an area. I mean, but if you look at our area here, Avoca Airport, you know, not only do we have our own animal management within the airport, but, you know, around it, too, is some good hunting land that I've seen trucks on the side of the road to where they do it. So, you know, is it possible? Yes, it's possible. So we'll see where the investigation goes from here. It's 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It's the time in the show where we honor our heroes and law enforcement who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day. On this day, October 20th, 3. Pennsylvania police officers made the ultimate sacrifice. We're going to start with police officer Artemis Johnson, Philadelphia Police Department in 1975. Police officer Artemis Johnson was shot and killed while he and his partner were trying to make a narcotics arrest in a row house at 13th Street near McFerrin Street. His 30-year-old killer turned himself in 3 weeks later. He was convicted of third-degree murder. Police Officer Johnson served with the Philadelphia Police Department for 7 years and was assigned to the narcotics unit. He was 32 years old. Private George Edward Higgins, Pennsylvania State Police, 1918, died after contracting the Spanish flu while in the performance of his duties. Police Officer Charles Pendergrast, Philadelphia Police Department in 1918, also died as a result of the complications of the Spanish influenza while acting as a stretcher barrier for the Spanish influenza victims. Just goes to show, I mean, almost every day for the past, I'd say over a month or so, we've seen that. So it just goes to show that that pandemic then, you know, caused havoc as well. Just looking through seeing if they have the numbers here, but it doesn't give the overall numbers for Philadelphia or Pennsylvania. So those are our three law enforcement professionals who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day, October 20th. And I just want to take this time. That's the only official database that I could find for our first responders. But make no mistake, right now, they're our first responders, be it our police, our fire, our sheriffs, our corrections, our paid and volunteer fire, EMTs, paramedics that are out there each and every day that put themselves in harm's way because they got a call over a radio, a simple 911 call, and they will and have accepted the responsibility to risk their life to save yours, to save your families. And anytime you see them out and about, it doesn't take much, a little wave, a hi, how are you, thank you. Doesn't take much at all. So please, when you see them anywhere, anytime, any place, give them an acknowledgement. Let them know that you care about them and that their service means something. That could mean the difference to them. You know, they could love their job and are dedicated to their job. They could be having a bad day. You're walking by with your little kid and the two of you say, thank you. You know, be safe. Something as simple as that could turn their day around, put them in a different mindset, you know, help them out a little bit maybe when they need it. So just think about it. If you are out and about, simple thank you. Doesn't take much time. It's 4:40 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? On this day, October 20th, 2025, let's see what we have today. 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase Treaty, doubling the size of the United States in 1803. 1818, U.S. and Great Britain set the U.S. Canadian border at the 49th parallel. 1935, the Long March of Chinese Communist forces ended after a year of retreat. That was 1935. 1944, General Douglas MacArthur returned to the Philippines, fulfilling his World War II promise, I shall return. 1973, the Saturday Night Massacre. President Nixon ordered the firing of Watergate Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox, prompting key Justice Department resignations. That was 1973. 1973, Sydney Opera House officially opened by Queen Elizabeth II. 1977. Jake, what happened in 1977 on this day?
The day the music died.
There you go. Leonard Skinner's plane crashed in Mississippi, killing band members Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, and Cassie Gaines. That was on this day in 1977.
Hence the music selections today.
There you go. As always. What do we got? Some notable birthdays today. John Dewey, 1859, American philosopher and educator. Mickey Mantle, 1931, baseball legend of the New York Yankees. Kamala Harris, 1964, U.S. vice president. And I never knew this. Snoop Dogg. You mean to tell me Kamala Harris and Snoop Dogg share the same birthday?
Can't be unburned by what has been.
Come on now. Well, Snoop Dogg's 1971, American rapper, actor, and entrepreneur. On this day, how did I not know that? Well, there you go. Today is World Osteoporosis Day. Raises awareness for bone health and prevention. And National Youth Confidence Day. Encourages building self-esteem and leadership in our young people. Nothing better than that. And that's what every adult should be doing. Today is also the anniversary of the horse soldiers, 12 strong. Today's the anniversary of ODA 595, one of several special forces teams sent to Afghanistan to topple the Taliban weeks after 9/11. Attacks as part of an unconventional mission known as Operation Task Force Dagger. On this day, special forces were the first U.S. boots on the ground to answer for 9/11, ODA 595, recreated in the movie The Horse Soldiers 12 Strong. So if you have not seen that movie, I highly recommend you do. After probably 2 years after 9/11, they had a gathering in New York with a group of these, and it turned out to be these individuals, ODA 595. Now, we did not know who they – we knew they were special forces. We did not know their names other than their first names. We did not know who they were, where they served, what unit they served in, where they responded to. We just knew that we were 9/11 first responders and they wanted to bring them together with us just to hang out for therapy for both. And it was a phenomenal evening. And again, they didn't tell us anything about what they did. We just knew that they brought the fight to the enemy. We did not know where, because this mission was classified for years, decades almost. So I feel honored to have met some of these gentlemen and spend a few hours from what I can remember with them. And my heart is thankful that we have men and women now that do what they do, because it's truly extraordinary. They were dropped in the middle of a war zone, just 12 of them, given an unbearable task under impossible circumstances, and every single one of them came home. So just goes to show the training and fortitude of our men and women in Special Forces. So my thanks personally goes to ODA 595, because I know most of them are still out there. It's 4:51 here at WILK. We'll be back. I like drinking and dancing all night. That's what I'm going to be doing next week. Drinking and dancing all night. Yep. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 4:55, 54 degrees on this Monday, October 20th, 2025. I know it's Monday. We'll get through it together. And next thing you know, we'll be midway, and then Friday will be right upon us. So listen, when I talk about the Democrat Party in utter disarray, when I talk about they have no leader, no message, no platform, I'm not the only one. Listen, that's just my observation, but it appears that a lot of Democrats feel the same way. Former Biden White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre unleashed on the Democratic Party in an excerpt from her new memoir, explained why she decided to become an independent after years as a party spokesperson. In the expert, Jean-Pierre detailed in a phone call in which President Joe Biden told White House team that he was dropping out of the race. Biden seemed to be totally at peace with his decision, but I was stunned, my feelings a blur. I was angry and sad. I was enraged and heartbroken that this man had given more than 50 years of his life to serve the American people, and in the end, he'd been treated poorly by members of his own party. It was horrible, Jean Pierre wrote. In her new book, Independent, Jean Pierre revealed that she never thought Biden would drop out. She repeatedly touted Biden's physical and mental viability over the years from her position behind the podium, but his cognitive decline wound up costing his party dearly. And it just goes to show either A, she's continuing her facade and lies, or B, and I've heard a lot of this, she truly didn't have the access to Joe Biden that she A, needed, and B, should have. What you see now with the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, she is with the president 24/7. She is in every meeting he does. She's there so she could physically see and hear the ongoing. So when she talks about it at the podium, well, she can talk very specific about it because she was there in the room. And when Jean Pierre did that, she didn't seem to be. But as per her own memoir, she thought Biden had been betrayed by the Democrats. The Democrat Party has defined my life, my career, Jean Pierre wrote. Everything I'd done to make people's lives better had been connected to it. The party was a vehicle that allowed me not to just have a front seat to history, working first on Barack Obama's presidential campaign, then his administration, but also to make some history of my own as the first black woman and openly queer person to ever be a White House press secretary. Never I had considered leaving the party until now. So, of course, she's got to put her plugs in there of, look, I was the first this and that. The former press secretary also wrote about how she planned to make her first appearance after Biden's announcement on The View. Mm-hmm. Now the cloud of unease hovering over me solidified into an idea about how I could possibly do something different, how I could channel my disappointment into some kind of concrete action that would allow me to fight for what I believe in without giving blind party loyalty to a party I felt no longer deserved it. She continued, these are harsh words for the Democrat Party, from someone who saw it from the inside. Pierre wrote, you know what? I'm going to become an independent. I don't think I could stomach being a Democrat Party anymore, being in the Democrat Party anymore. She accused the Democrats of unleashing a firing squad on former president who was forced off the presidential ticket last July after weeks of pressure from his party following the dismal debate against Republican Donald Trump. She revealed that she was leaving the party in June while announcing her book before her high-profile White House role. She worked on multiple Democrat presidential campaigns and was an MSNBC political analyst. So here is someone who saw this whole thing from the inside out. And she's telling you, in her own words, how disgusted she is at the Democrat Party. So much so she became an independent. Now, is some of this for book sales? Yeah, I'm sure. Is some of this for attention? A little bit. But what she's saying is not wrong. They did treat Joe Biden poorly. Now they should have told him or admitted his deficiencies long before and given the party a chance to find a candidate that they liked. But they didn't. So here we are. It's 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.